Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, and challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of Next Level Leader Podcast. This is the place we come together to grow, to share, and we appreciate you being a part of this podcast community. So thankful for all of you that support this podcast every single week, and we want to reach a million people. You can help us do that by sharing this link. And let me know how you heard about Next Level Leader. We believe this is the place where leaders engage, iron sharpens iron. We get strategies and principles that can help us with very practical ways of navigating leadership. And I think it's important for us to have this kind of community. And I'm encouraged by so many of you who respond and let me know that this is blessing you every single week. Thank you for your support. And I want you to know I appreciate you. And I want you to make sure you follow me at Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram. Make sure you go to my website, josephwalker3.org. You can get more content, books, and find out when I'll be in your area. Get around this country a lot, and we hope that we'll be able to see you soon. And I appreciate you. And let me know that you are one of those who are a next level leader. Also, I'm thankful and appreciative of as many of you who continue to support my wife and I's YouTube page, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. Please do that, and I promise you, it will bless your life. Thankful for you. I really am, and I really appreciate all of you that support this space. Let me tell you, God is amazing, and we're just giving him all the glory and all the praise for what he is doing, and I'm thankful for this opportunity to pour into you. Today, I want to talk about leaders who lead with empathy, and empathy is something I've really been teaching on and talking about so much because I know how important it is to understand the plight of others. Leaders have to lead with empathy so that you can have your finger on the pulse of what may be happening among your team. You know, in my book, Leadership and Loneliness, you know, I talk about the importance of leading from the middle because it creates this sense of community where a leader is engaged and involved in what's happening, not only with the work of the people who serve on your team, but you're also in touch with what's happening with them as a person, not what they do, but who they are. And empathetic leaders are always successful because they have a sense of how to understand EQ. They have a sense of how to lead with a sense of sensitivity. They don't lead with the iron fist, but they lead kind of with the staff like a shepherd. They know how to navigate the terrain at the right time. And so I think it's important if you're going to be a next level leader, you must understand the power of empathy. It starts like this. When you lead with empathy, number one, you know how to listen. I had an experience recently where some of my team members pulled me in. We were getting ready to hire a new person who was going to be a manager on our team. And they were explaining to me some areas that I could improve to make certain that this person had a best chance at being the executive director they needed to be. Now, what makes this interesting is that obviously here I am as a CEO, right? And I'm listening to, you know, executive directors tell me, hey, this new person's coming in and we know in the interim how you worked and how you involved yourself in this area. But in order for this person to be effective, you're going to have to trust this person. And I begin to think, wow, how important it is to be a leader who listens. I would never want to surround myself with people that could not give me that kind of advice, people who were not courageous enough to step up and tell me the truth. And if you're going to be an empathetic leader, you're going to have to learn how to listen. I didn't overtalk. I paid attention. I didn't feel like I had to have rebuttal for everything. I just said, thank you. Thank you for sharing with me personally areas that I could improve. There are other opportunities where people come and they share with me what they may be dealing with or what other people on the team might be struggling with. And rather than just continue to move and act like those things don't exist or be too busy doing other things that I'm not interested, I have to pause
really take time and be concerned about what's happening among those who work alongside me. If you are going to be a next level leader, ladies and gentlemen, you have got to master the art of listening. Number two, I believe it's important that you engage your team. I mean, really think about that. Engaging your team is so critical, right? Because when you engage your team, what you're doing is saying, we want everybody to feel that their voice matters. We want everybody to feel that they have a role in the manifestation of this vision. Empathy says we leave nobody behind. Empathy says that I'm leading, believing that you have gifts, you have resources to share, and I'm empathetic to what you may be dealing with, particularly if the system is set up where certain people may not feel comfortable speaking up or having a role. Empathy says, I want people to feel that they are part of a team. Sometimes that goes with affirmation. It goes with words of appreciation. I mean, it really comes down to engaging your whole team. I go around the table and say, what do you think about this? How are you feeling about this? How will this new decision impact you? We make decisions, but we often don't ask the people who steward those decisions how the decision will impact them personally, particularly in the fact that they've got to steward it. They're the ones who have to make it come to pass. It would be very important for us to find out how this will impact them. So I encourage you, I really do, to make certain that you really spend time, like really engaging your team, asking questions, hearing from them, because that will pay huge dividends up the road. And number three is something that I talk about a lot, and I want to spend a little time here. It's called transparency. When you lead with empathy, that means you're transparent about you, about what you're feeling, about your hopes and your dreams. You're transparent about your level of exhaustion. You're transparent about your fears. You're transparent with the organization about where you are, what you're trying to accomplish. You see, whenever you are a leader of empathy, you do not lead in secrecy, but you lead as an open book because you really want buy-in. You want people to know you care enough about their future and you believe enough in their integrity to be able to share transparently what's happening. The worst thing I've seen is when leaders lead and the people on their team say, we don't know what's going on. And then when things go belly up, people say, we had no idea. I think it's just important, man, to create a culture of transparency, taking the team out to lunch and sharing and getting an idea about how people are feeling and talking about how you feel. I referenced my book again, Leadership and Loneliness, because in that book, I really was transparent about the plight of leaders so that those who follow leaders can have a sense of what leaders wrestle with, how they deal with loneliness and isolation and being misunderstood. I had a moment with my team once and I remember just sharing in a transparent way. I said, look, I'm going to take off, you know, the title and just let you know, that this is how I feel. The times in which I feel unappreciated or I feel unheard or I feel that people think that my cadence is, you know, unrealistic. And it's difficult when you are a very progressive leader and you have to apologize for that. I mean, at the end of the day, you have to lead in transparency and not turn those feelings and thoughts inward because they will impact your work. I have seen it. When you see people turn things in, don't address it, don't deal with it, feel that they can't be transparent, then they basically morph into what the supervisor has asked them to do. Well, I guess my voice doesn't matter, so I'll just do what I'm asked to do. I'll do what they want me to do, whether I agree with it or not. And it never benefits the organization if you don't have a level of creativity and innovation being brought to the table. So I just say over and over and over again, maintain a culture of transparency. Any leader that leads with empathy understands the power of transparency, which also leads to number four, trust. Trust is built over time. Trust is not given right away. I understand that. But when you lead with empathy, there comes a moment you're going to have to trust people. This is what my team was saying to me in that conversation, right, about how I had to give this person a chance to be an executive director and not usurp the authority or come in and dominate their role for them. Can I trust them to do their job? Can I trust their decisions? Can I trust their expertise in this specific area? And that's what I've learned to do now. I've learned like to really take my hand off of it and say, even though I may have ideas about it, I must trust this person's ability to steward this in a way that's going to help the organization grow. They clearly are the expert, the resident expert in that area. And so I'm going to focus on what I'm called to do, let them do what they're doing. It all sinks in together. when we mess up is when we don't trust leaders. We don't trust other people who work for us and we go in and do their work, or we don't allow ourselves to release things to them because we don't trust them. And so we hold on to them to our own demise, leading to our burnout. Trust is a big deal. And when you're able to release things and able to say, listen, this season of empathy, I am going to trust the people who work for me to do what they are assigned to do. I am not going to babysit, micromanage, but I am going to trust them that things will get done. Here's number five. It's about sensitivity. Can I be sensitive to what may be happening around me? Sensitivity is like that sixth sense. It's like that moment when I recognize that maybe this isn't the right time to pull the trigger. Maybe I recognize as a leader leading with empathy, I have to be sensitive to what may be happening with the child whose parent works for me. Or I have to be sensitive to what's happening in culture when one of my employees may be inevitably impacted by something happening around the world. And so I can't just keep moving on without pausing and asking folks how they feel. Give you a perfect example. As a leader, one of the things I do is I recognize I have a lot of relationships, right? And have Jewish friends. And it hit me like a ton of bricks when, you know, the war went on in Gaza and Israel. And it hit me that it took me a little longer than it should have to check on my Jewish friends, to say, I know you must have family there and I want to check on you. I want to check on my friends who have Palestinians. I want to check on them to make sure that they're fine. So all of these things are important because it says I have a level of sensitivity to what may be happening out there in culture. I may, you know, check on a friend who had a doctor's appointment just to make sure they're okay. A staff member who went and had some tests run and I didn't even ask how are they doing and how are they making it and progressing? Is everything okay? Having a level of sensitivity means you care. When people know you care, it makes the difference in the culture and climate of what you do. Being a leader who is empathetic and sensitive to what is happening around you can do nothing else but help your organization grow and achieve. Here's number six, adaptability. Ladies and gentlemen, the ability to adapt. When you're an empathetic leader, man, you know how to flip on a dime. I have learned this many years ago. Adaptability is a great gift. When you're able to adapt, you're able to move like that, no matter what's happening, but to say I can pivot, I can adapt, change course without jeopardizing the integrity of my vision. It's a huge thing. Leaders who adapt often do well because you learn that adaptation does not mean compromise. It means that I am just being empathetic in how I choose to do what I do. It's not so much that I am not doing what I'm assigned to do. I know how to adapt and do it in a way that is more palatable to the people who work with me, more reasonable in terms of expectations. You get it? So that's why adaptation, the ability to really be flexible, adaptability is so critical. And when you are a leader like that, you can be trusted with so much more because you know you're not one of those very concrete, absolute kind of leaders to where it is what it is. It's always going to be what it is. No, I'm always learning. I'm always adapting. I'm always growing. That's what it looks like when you lead with empathy. Let's review what we've talked about. We're talking about leaders who lead with empathy. And we opened up talking about you got to be a good listener. End of the day, are you listening? Are you paying attention to what your team is saying verbally and non-verbally? Secondly, we talked about you have to engage your team. Your team needs to know they have a voice at the table, that ideas matter. And so when you engage them, it's important that they feel like they are a part of the solution, a part of the manifestation of the vision, which goes to creating a culture of transparency. Can we create a culture where everybody can feel comfortable sharing how they really feel, how they really are working through this? Like David asked in the Bible, when the men were getting ready to go back to battle in 1 Samuel 30 or so, he says, now, is any of you tired? And men said, yes, I am. And he let those men take another role versus going back to battle. Because when people are honest with you, they don't put your organization at risk. Some people will just, you know, make up stuff to convince you that they're stronger than they really are. If they were transparent, they would never put the institution in jeopardy. It's very important that you understand that. But then it goes down to trust. Trust is about, I believe that you can do what you are assigned to do without being babysitted by me. I believe that I can put my trust in your ability to steward a vision that looks like what I intended when I set it forth. Trust is also important, and it moves into sensitivity. I'm sensitive to what may be happening in the lives of the people that I work alongside and who work for me. I'm sensitive to what may be happening. It may be Mother's Day coming up and someone lost their mother last year. I would not give them a major assignment right at Mother's Day weekend because I recognize that they're in an emotive space and they may not have been able to get through that. And I just want to ask them how they're doing. I want to ask them to need some time. I want to be sensitive to what may be happening in the lives of people all around me at all times. Adaptability. Am I flexible enough to not be stuck, but to truly get to a point where I can pivot, I can change course without jeopardizing the integrity of the vision that I have? Number 7, it's about support. Ladies and gentlemen, leaders who lead with empathy know how to support. You know how to get in your car and go down to your employees, you know, kids' game sometime and say that it's a big day. They're going to be honored. And I just wanted to be here because we're all on the same team. When your child wins, you win. When you win, we win. See, these are the kinds of things that people need to feel supported in. People who work for you, with you, need to feel they have your support, that you have their back. And as a leader, next level leader, your team needs to know you're advocating for them. You're fighting for them every single day. My team feels that way because we are very intentional about taking care of them and making certain that they're together. And it's important. When people feel supported, amazing things begin to happen. This is really about today, ladies and gentlemen. It's really about leading with empathy. And I really hope that this has been a tremendous blessing to you as it has been to me to share. If you have heard something that perhaps has challenged you or made you say, wow, that was my aha moment, I'd love to hear about it. Make sure you send me a message on Instagram at JosephWalker3. Let me know. Maybe you have a question. Whatever the case is, know we're here for you and we appreciate you and we cannot wait to hear from you. JosephWalker3 is that Instagram. I'd love to hear from you. Make sure you go out there, josephwalker3.org, for our books. I referenced the book Leadership and Loneliness. You can get it there or you can get it on Amazon. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And I appreciate each week, each one of you supporting this podcast. Know that I thank God for you, and I hope that you will continue to lead with empathy and be the leader God has called you to be. Until next time, may the Lord bless you real good. That's my prayer. Peace.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph with you.